Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Cameras everywhere, man.
Oh, yeah. They watch
it. It ain't just the road. It ain't just the store.
Mm-mm.
Hanging around your yard, odds are somebody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
And you may think that being on your own private property, you can tell whoever has a camera on you, you got to shut that thing off, man.
But yeah, it's my property.
But guess what?
You can't be looking.
Yeah. In New York?
Yeah.
Turns out, you're wrong.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
What happened?
Story in the DNC talks about how popular at-home security cameras have become. That's not breaking news, right?
True.
I would assume that most people listening have one at this point. And they get into the issues that come along with them. For example, Tommy, there are plenty of people who have noticed that cameras from neighborhood homes in where they live are pointing at their yard. And they want to know if that is legal.
Well, we're all, I mean, but it's so often a distance.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, my point, the front in the front of the house just goes down the street.
Yeah, yeah. So that makes you a creep.
I can see everything. And I do.
So it turns out the short answer.
What's that?
Is yes. Kind of.
Okay.
So it turns out there aren't any specific laws in New York State when it comes to installing cameras outside of residential homes.
Mm.
Can we pause real quick?
Okay.
How is that not a thing yet?
Well, what would the law be?
Where they are allowed to be pointed, what you can be doing with them. I mean, there. How do you not have guidelines? It's a camera, man.
All right.
It's not a camera, man. It's a camera, man.
All right.
No, there's not any guidance, any nothing?
I seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, because you want to be able to look at everybody.
Yeah. I do.
Seems like it'd just be too hard to police, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it would take you being worried about what was going on. Okay.
And now, by the way, they usually, like, how many times do they want your camera footage to see what happened off your property?
Okay, so that's another great point. Maybe that's why they don't want these things. But here's the thing. Turns out there are privacy laws.
Okay, so what is it?
So there is something called the Backyard Surveillance Law that protects you from your neighbor recording your outdoor recreational activity in private areas.
All right, so like with a camera looking over your fence.
I guess, but it's very vague.
Yeah,
that is vague.
Because it would have to be so obvious.
And what is private? Is the side of your house private? Is your front yard private?
But let's say I just had a camera out my back door.
Yeah.
And it just has a wide view of my backyard, like yours, where you could see in your neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
So on the side, you could kind of see what's going on.
Sure, I don't have a fence either. Nobody does.
Right, so I'm saying, so you can see directly into your, and you can see your neighbor who's directly across from you's backyard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Directly.
Yeah, I could look into their window if I wanted to.
So,
I don't do it.
You couldn't stop that.
No, but I guess my question is this.
Yeah.
Again, it says your neighbor is not legally allowed to record your outdoor recreational activity in a private area. What is the definition of a private area? Because my backyard is private property.
It is, so that would be it.
But I could I can look at it.
Yeah.
I can stand out and look at that yard.
So that sounds like something that doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It sounds like something
you can maybe try to argue if there's a problem, but you wouldn't really be able to argue it if nothing's going on.
Well, like a pervert was like looking into your yard.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. So it's led to all kinds of issues with neighbors who don't like the fact that their homes are being constantly recorded by cameras that are simply pointed away from their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an issue that doesn't really have a solution. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you think most people are okay with their front yard being recorded by their neighbors at all times?
I don't think I think if they think about it, they would have a problem. Most people probably don't. It's not on their mind.
Okay.
But if you thought about it, you may.
But, like, everybody in your neighbor that has a Ring cam, if you can see the Ring cam can probably see you.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So, and that's running 24/7, 365.
Yeah, and it records.
Right? Do we just accept that now, that that's a part of living, that I front yard will be recorded by three or four cameras at all times?
I don't even think about it.
And you'd have to accept it if you also have one.
Right. Okay, true. You know? Would you be willing to have that conversation with your neighbor if you had a problem with it?
Say, like, hey, man, what are you doing with that camera?
Or just being like, hey, listen, you know.
Can you tilt it?
Well, I wouldn't say, like, can you tilt it?
Can you tilt it? No matter how you say it, that neighbor's going to immediately go on the defense.
Yeah, because you're calling
like
him a
pervert. They were doing anything wrong.
You're kind of calling him a creepy perv.
Okay, put a pin in that.
All right.
Who is taking the video of your yard, whatever, your house, could also create a situation. Because if you get along with your neighbor, to the point you just made, they having your home in the background of their camera may be better for you. Because if something were to happen.
You got some coverage here.
Yeah, you got it. But if you don't get along with that person, and you are worried about their potential motives or what they could see that they could interpret a certain way.
Okay.
The whole reason to what you were asking a second ago, that the backyard privacy law exists in the first place. A family was concerned for their children's safety when their neighbor, who was a registered sex offender, put up a camera that pointed into their pool area.
Oh, okay.
And they said that the neighbor could take videos of the family swimming and hanging by the pool with no repercussions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why the law exists now, right? But it was a fenced-in pool area.
And he was on the registry.
Yeah, this is what it says here. Yes. Right. But up until that point, there's nothing.
Right.
Like, that guy was not doing anything illegal when he was videotaping this family swimming. I want to ask you this question, and I'm going to start with Kimmy because you might be biased. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We find out most of the time it's legal for a neighbor to have a camera pointed towards your house, yard, whatever. Kimmy, do more cameras on someone's house equal a stranger, a weirder neighbor?
So the more cameras I can see out there, I would think that person's paranoid.
You don't think they're weird?
I don't see them as weird, especially now just because it's so affordable and so easy to have. You know?
All right, so doorbell camera standard.
Yeah.
What else are you willing to accept?
I guess a camera, if they had a camera at like every entrance to their house.
Okay.
So like, let's say they have three cameras.
So front, back, garage.
I kind of get that.
Okay. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
How many cameras do you have at your house?
A few.
What's a few?
So we got the front door.
Front door.
The garage.
Okay.
The back area.
Back door.
And a side entrance. So four.
Side entrance?
Yeah,
what do you have, a butler's pantry?
We have a service area. No, we have a fourth door back there.
So you have four cameras?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that too much?
According
to Kimmy, I'm one over.
Well, no, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because Kimmy said three cameras was cool. Kimmy,
so two in the front, two, one in the back, one on the side.
If you saw a man wearing, I don't know, hypothetically, a gray tracksuit with a giant circle where the zipper was, and a wool baseball cap.
It's called a pool ring. Go ahead.
He had four cameras on his house. Would that guy make you uncomfortable?
You're walking a line. You're getting close.
I mean, bro, you walking into your house today, you look like the most suspicious guy ever. You look like you just bought the heroin dealer starter kit.
You look like you have a panic room.
Yeah, it's his bedroom. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, Story of the DNC, talks about how there aren't really many laws that prevent people from pointing cameras into your yard and your neighborhood. And even the one that does exist is extremely vague. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
Tommy looks like he's going around to people's houses going, this town is full, okay? Listen, I wonder if this falls under reasonable privacy. Sort of like if you're out recording someone with your phone on a street, where a person is walking by people's front yards, there's no real expectation of privacy for those people. And there's an expectation of privacy if you're out in your backyard, which is fenced and secluded from the front yard, right? Would the privacy apply to if you were, let's take an extreme case, beating your dog in your front yard, right? You're doing something wrong. People can see that it's wrong. I have no idea where I'm going with this, but
no,
anyway,
I get what you're saying. I guess like where you expect you have privacy, because I think that's what this comes down to, Jeremy. Because you're right. If I'm just walking down my neighborhood with a cell phone camera, every front yard that I catch, I'm not doing anything illegal.
Right.
But I do wonder, Jeremy, if people are now starting to realize these front and back yards where they thought this is my property, I'm private here, they're starting to realize, oh my God, maybe it's not.
Well, maybe, but I mean, take away the camera aspect. If a person is just standing there with their eyes, they can see you. So, you know, there has to be some kind of judgment on your part as far as where your privacy ends, as far as what's reasonable to be seen.
Okay, I got a serious question. Yep. I'm asking the room and Jeremy. Right. Mm-hmm. Right? So Jeremy brings up the whole being seen in your yard.
Right.
If there is a man that you don't know that is standing on the street.
Facing your yard.
Yes, at the end of your
staring.
Yard. Yeah. Staring at you doing whatever you are doing in your front yard. Is that legal?
If he's on the street. I would just say, hey, Mr. Lonsberry, maybe you should continue your jog or your hunt, whatever you're doing.
Hey, you know your jokes are really good when you beat Jeremy to it. Way to go, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely legal, right? It's like somebody parking in the street in front of your house. People get bent out of shape about that. But if there are no signs that say don't park here, they're absolutely at their right as long as they're not parking in front of your driveway.
Okay.
So people just get bent out of shape. I have an interesting camera thing going on in my house, though. I have two Ring cameras, I still do, that are on my house, but I don't own them. And I cannot take control of them.
Oh.
Because the previous owner still owns them.
Oh.
And I don't know if he has access to them. And
so they're live Ring cams.
Yes, correct.
But you don't have the unit, so it's going to somebody else.
Could be.
Property.
I'm assuming so. Correct. I tried calling Ring and they gave me the runaround about it.
The runaround.
Could you stand in front of it and beat something and see what happens?
Be afraid of what we're beating here, but anyways.
You know, in that tracksuit, you know what he wants to beat in front of your camera there, Jeremy.
Yeah. All the foreigners out of his neighborhood. We're full, okay?
I was thinking penis, but okay, that's fine. Jeremy, thanks for the call, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do that one and always yelling at us for FCC violations. Shut up. Go to bed. See you, Dick.
Thanks, Jeremy. That was weird.
Because I remember, this is a little bit different. So there was a woman in Indiana, and she was into pole dancing as an activity.
Okay.
Okay.
And she would exercise with her garage door open with a pole in her garage. And kids were going to school. And they told her she could not do that.
The state did.
The state tried to get her to not do that, that she had to close her garage, that it was like a lewd act. Now, she was clothed, like in a workout outfit.
Workout clothes, yeah.
But she was doing a pole exercise. And I think they made her, she was not allowed to do it because they said it was endangering children.
Okay, here's the thing.
But I don't know how ever it worked out.
Went, aw, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, seriously, right? Could you imagine being a 12, 13-year-old boy?
A little horny Hoosier.
Shut up, Mom. Let her do it.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the story in the DNC about what privacy you think you have when it comes to cameras in your house. And it turns out, with a very vague exception, there aren't really any laws that prevent people, your neighbors, from pointing cameras into your front yard, your backyard. So you're always on display. Scott's on CMF. Hey, Scotty, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yo.
So I have a friend who lives on the second floor of a house. You know, the landlord lives in the bottom floor. He lives in the second floor. And there was a little dispute between them. Next thing you knew, he's looking out his bedroom window, and he could see this, like, red blinking light on a tree about 20 feet in the air, pointing directly in his bedroom was a camera.
No kidding.
Right in his bedroom window, yep. The lady's a little crazy, but we did some investigation and found that it was literally a camera pointing directly in his bedroom window.
I'm glad your buddy called you for the investigation, Scott. Yes. We did some investigation in the hat that Tommy is currently wearing.
Well, he can't. He's battling his second bout of cancer in 2 years.
Okay,
so
you really brought the room down there, Scott. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
well, you had to throw some crap on there, Doc. What the hell?
We did that.
No, I did that. That was all me. I'm sorry. Scotty, so did you figure out if that was legal or not?
No, he just said screw it and close the blinds.
That's a good policy. All right.
Great. Case closed.
No more sunshine for Scott's
buddy. It is a nice, because it's down on Beach Avenue, and the window does face the lake right near the beach house in Charlotte, but it's, it might get worse in the summertime, but we'll have to, like, shoot a BB gun at it or something.
I wouldn't do that. You know what? I would just start cranking one in front of the camera until you got rid of the camera. But it's just probably also illegal.
Now.
Don't do that. Scotty, thanks.
You brought that convo way down too, Doc. Thanks for that.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day, guys. There goes Scott. Different kind of down.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
What's that?
Right? Like, People argue that the cameras, they want them for safety.
Sure.
But the ultimate irony of all of this, and we've talked about this on the show before.
What's that?
Study after study has shown these cameras do little to prevent or help solve crime.
Yes.
Right? There was a story last year, and you touched on this a second ago, that Amazon was sharing doorbell footage from their products with law enforcement without the homeowner's knowledge.
Yeah.
And it's possible for these cameras to be hacked by third-party bad actors where they can get access to the video and audio that the camera's picking up. Now, we don't know how common that third thing is. It's possible, right? It can happen.
Yeah.
It does kind of feel like, oh, with all the information we're getting at once,
yes,
these cameras aren't worth the trouble.
Maybe not.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
We just like to have them.
I get it, and I understand the draw of them. We sit here and we watch Tommy look at his cameras of his empty yard all day long.
Well, I want to see if it's raining, if that package came, if the guy came and plowed.
If it's raining on the
package. The dog's outside. Yeah.
Right, like, here's the thing. Like, if it's not doing what we thought it would do to stop or solve crime, right? If we now have these issues of people being upset that the cameras are spaces they didn't think they'd be able to be, what's the point of having them?
Catch your spouse cheating.
Okay. What is she, banging a guy on the front yard?
Catch your kid running out of the house.
Kids.
Yeah.
Kids, right. Cheating wife, cheating husband.
Yeah, I think it's more almost at this point to keep an eye on the people you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Your home is your sanctuary, right?
Oh, yeah, it's your castle.
We were just talking about it. You don't want to be disturbed when you're just chilling out.
Yeah.
But at the same time, being part of a community means you need to participate in stuff like this. After a discussion about the struggles of an American institution earlier this week, we got a Facebook message. Because this person says the reason that this institution is struggling is because people are sick of getting this knock at the door. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Earlier this week,
what happened?
We told you the Girl Scouts of America are having a hard time.
They're tanking.
Yeah, story on 10NBC over the weekend said the Girl Scouts of Western New York had to lay off 17 staff members. They said declining enrollment played a part.
Yeah.
But they also said...
Nobody wants to serve.
They also said a big reason was, quote, declining cookie sales.
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure out why in the world, as amazing as Girl Scout cookies are...
That's all you two do is rave on these goddamn things.
It's an exciting time of the year for most people who love sweets.
I just got 12 new boxes in the mail yesterday from a listener because my wife gave my cookies to my daughter's friends a couple weeks ago. I was so excited when I opened up the box. Okay, but We couldn't figure out why sales were down.
Yeah.
Michelle has a theory.
What did she say?
Well, she wrote us a message after we had this discussion the other day, and she said, quote, I don't want to answer my door for some kid that just wants to take my money. Cookies, popcorn, wrapping paper, fruit. At least twice a week, I have some kid I barely know trying to get me to give them money for something I don't want. That's why no one is buying cookies anymore. If I could figure out how, I'd never answer the door to all of these kids ever again. Okay, so right off the bat, you should know. This sounds like an old woman, right?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wrong. She wrote this on Facebook. There is no woman, no way this woman, Michelle, is over 30 years old.
Really?
Yes. That is a young woman with an old lady take. Who hurt you, Michelle?
Yeah. Well, man, I guess if she's single, she's never had kids.
She's, yeah, but you were
why
a
you making
kid.
That, why are you making that assumption?
Why, I'm picturing more of a homely...
No, I'm looking at she's not homely.
I'm just saying I don't know any. I don't know anything.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't know anything.
No, but I could see like if you were a homely girl not getting any action and you don't want to be bothered. What? You just want to be a hermit.
Seems like those people would like cookies.
True that. I like where you're going with that.
Okay, why? You know, she's
a little on the portly side.
Why does no woman ever reach out to us? What writes a Facebook message? Really probably homely is what
she might have an acne problem.
Okay, you were saying, Kimmy?
I think that that person's more, for me personally, I do not have kids, but anytime like a kid comes to my door selling something, like I want to answer the door, I want to buy some things from them because I remember being a kid going door to door and thinking that everybody that purposely didn't answer the door was just like the neighborhood grump.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the neighborhood grump.
I agree with you.
I feel like I have to go out of my way to show I'm not that person.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Kimmy. But I answer the door when my wife does.
Your wife answers the door.
You don't want to be the person in the neighborhood that all the kids make up rumors about.
Especially in that outfit.
I hear they got frozen heads in their backyard.
Okay, so I thought door-to-door fundraising was down for kids.
It sounds like, I thought it was too, because we don't get
it. It's like very uncommon.
Yeah, because Michelle is claiming in this Facebook message at least twice a week.
There's no way.
That's what she said.
Twice a week all year she gets.
Yeah, there's
they
no
don't
way.
Have that many events.
I don't even remember the last time I had a kid knock on my door
like
to try
candy
something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. Right. I know fundraising has gotten worse with the rise of travel sports, every kid needing to pay for it, the clubs that they do, the trips that high schools are now offering to like foreign countries and stuff, but those kind of fundraisers, aren't they usually done by mom and dad, like via social media?
Probably.
I've seen it a lot,
Right? Like Bill Square's Yeti cooler full
of
booze
raffle. You're probably going to raise more money doing it that way and reaching more people.
Like outside of a kid trying to sell me a candy bar in a sporting event parking lot, I don't remember the last time I had a face-to-face kid sales interaction.
Like an interaction.
Like it might have been like 2 or 3 years ago.
I'm thinking since COVID, we haven't seen it.
Yeah, that might be the line of demarcation.
Yeah.
You might be right. Okay. Let me ask you this question.
Thank you, COVID.
Let's say Michelle is right.
Yeah.
That twice a week.
Twice a week, she's getting hit up.
Banging on her door.
She's got to get her homely ass off that couch. Full of zit cream. That she also uses as a dip.
What are you doing, man? What, for inner acne? Yeah. Inner stomach
she's,
acne?
She's just eating.
Is there something Michelle can do to avoid the claims, to avoid these claims that kids are harassing her at all hours of the night just to sell her stuff? What can she do?
You can just put a sign on your door.
You don't want to be sign neighbor, man.
What else could you do?
I'm asking.
Solicitation.
Hey, by the way, if that's a little kid, they don't know what solicitation means.
I am homely. Get away.
Kimmy, is there something she can do to keep these kids from knocking on her door?
I mean, other than a sign, I don't really know what you could do to prevent people from like coming up and knocking, especially a little kid who's probably not going to pay attention to that anyways.
So, yeah, you're screwed.
All right, so here's the thing. If you live in a neighborhood, like own a house, part of the social contract you sign when you move in is having to buy things from every kid in that neighborhood.
Yeah, you do.
It's a fact of life.
Yeah.
You need to participate in the community, and a big part of participating in the community is helping kids fundraise for
and
all
the
kids.
And nobody wants to do it, but you should do it.
I do want to do it. Kimmy wants to do it.
But you want to do it because you don't want to look like an ass.
Yeah, but I also want a candy bar.
That too.
Who doesn't?
But it's all self-motivating.
No, I think it goes past wanting the candy bar. I think it goes past not wanting to look like an ass. I think Kimmy put it perfectly. you remember as a kid.
Yes.
Those awkward interactions and having a knock on the door. You want those kids to be able to go do the things that they do. I am happy to participate.
Okay, you appreciate the neighbors that were like overly generous and nice when they didn't have to be. Right. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, frankly, you owe it to these kids because chances are, I can't. When you adjust that hat, you look like such a douchebag.
Every time I lean back, it keeps pushing down.
Yeah, maybe that's God telling you to take the stupid hat off. Chances are when you were a kid, you took money from people who did not want your crap. And you probably did it for years.
Yeah.
Meaning that's thousands of dollars you took out of the community's pocket. You owe it to the universe.
Yeah, but they always come at the worst possible time. You know I'm right. It's always when something's going on.
You don't ever have anything going on.
No, but like I just settled down watching TV. I've just poured a drink. But they always come at cocktail hour.
Man.
And then my wife goes, you got to hide that.
What, like set it down somewhere they can't see it?
Yeah, you know. How about if I hide it in my liver?
Yeah, take that, toots.
Yeah.
Like,
no. No, wait, I didn't mean it like that. No.
I thought that would hit harder.
And I, as a kid, too.
What?
I sold my neighbors like the worst stuff, like wrapping paper, stuff from that catalog that nobody could actually probably use that was way overpriced.
What was that coupon book they used to give?
I love the coupon book.
I did like the coupon book.
I will take the coupon book.
Everybody
and the card.
Bought the coupon book.
Anybody that's selling a coupon book or a card, I want that card.
Did you just burn through the pizza certificates?
Well, yeah, you pay for the coupon book just in pizza.
The card was better because the card was unlimited. Oh. I got a free Big Mac every time I got another Big Mac. Okay. You know the amount of free Big Macs I took out of the child I have, McDonald's?
We'll find out at your autopsy.
Yeah, we absolutely owe it to the universe.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this woman. She is a young, angry old woman. Her name is Michelle. And off of the story, we found out that Western New York Girl Scouts had to lay off 17 staff members. They say lower enrollment played a part, but declining cookie sales also did. She says she knows why cookies are down. People don't want to buy stuff from kids anymore. They're always knocking on my door. Bang, 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 bang. Oh, I can't handle it. $5 for a box of cookies. It's going to bankrupt me. Like, you can just buy one thing. One little thing.
I know.
Like, if you want to be a dick, just do your tiny little part and let the kid go about their business.
You should. It just helps society.
Shut up, man. I don't get you. I don't get how you don't want these kids to do what they...
Well, here's the thing, man. Because my wife does it, so it's cool. Household-wise, we do.
No, but like, take your wife out of it, right?
And I did when I was a single guy.
But you only did it to not look like a dick.
Yes.
Why don't you want these kids to have the things that they want to do?
Can I say this? Now, I don't live in this neighborhood anymore. But the neighborhood I lived in Webster.
Uh-huh.
All those kids were dicks. I'm serious.
What do you mean the kids were dicks?
They were dicks.
How so?
They were dicky kids. You know a dicky kid when you see one.
Dicky kid.
Is this how they carry themselves?
Dicky kid sounds like the character you're playing in that outfit right now.
Dicky Blinders?
It's a dicky kid. Who's a heavyweight champion in 1932. Now he works a door at a bar that nobody goes to.
But they just had that entitled look on their mugs.
Bro, that is you. You're dressed
kid. Maybe I didn't like dealing with my younger self. I don't know.
Kind of, from a distance, you kind of look like an eighth grader.
I'm telling you,
when I think of Webster, I don't think of the smuggest kids in Rochester.
Man, we had a kid in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
He had like every toy, like cool stuff. And he was a dick about it, man.
Why? Why was he a dick? Why was this child a dick about having toys?
There's certain kids... They just have a look about them, that wise-ass, smug-ass.
This is the worst thing you've ever said into a microphone. Wise-ass, smug-ass, I'm cool. You're saying this in a tracksuit and a wool baseball cap.
It's Irish, you know.
Yeah. That's why it doesn't fit your head. It's fighting you.
You look like you go to the gym just to read the newspaper.
Two five two WCMF 252-9263. We got Instagram messages coming in. We got folks sitting on hold. Dave's got a solution.
Yeah,
not for Michelle, but for the kids.
Whatever.
He's on CMF. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I said they should boost cookie sales by setting up tables outside of the cannabis dispensaries.
So you're making a
joke. They're going in there to buy some appetite enhancing products.
You're making a joke. There was a court case, we talked about this a couple of years ago, where a Girl Scout troop set up cookies outside of a dispensary, and like they were trying to figure out if that was something that was legal and detrimental to the kids. And I think the kids, they allowed the kids to keep doing it.
Oh.
But no, Dave brings up a good point. With legal cannabis in New York State, you would think cookie sales would be through the roof.
Yes, you would. Yeah, just
they should be. I mean, and especially at that location. I mean, if you're not hungry when you go in, you're going to be when you come out.
Amen, brother. All right, Dave. How many? When's the last time you got a knock on a door from a kid trying to sell you something?
It's been a while, but my neighbors have children, and I bought things off of them.
There you go.
Without them actually asking.
He's a good guy.
I seen it on social media.
He's seen it. But he's talking about pot. He was just buying pot off the kid. Yeah, teenage kid. Yeah. Dave, thanks for the call, Dave. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Dave.
You baffled Dave.
No.
No, guys. No,
no guys, you're silly.
No narcotics. But you see the good in kids.
Yeah.
But I do.
All kids are good.
No.
They're brave. Okay, think of how scared you'd be as a kid to walk up to neighbors' homes and ring their doorbells trying to sell them something. Like, I'd just give the kid credit for doing that alone.
Okay.
That's Amen. Good. Amen. Like, why would you discourage a kid from having face-to-face interaction with an adult?
I'm not.
You are, because you're being a dick.
But some of these kids, they start acting like they're adult.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want that. Yeah. You want that kid.
Not good adult, bad adult.
Give me an example.
It's hard to tell.
You can't. You're just saying things now. It's like AI is coming out of your mouth. Doesn't make any sense. T.I. Tommy Intelligence. Ultimate irony. Alex, Lady Alex, writes us on Instagram. My son is in kindergarten doing a fundraiser for school, selling baking stuff, summer equipment, random stuff like that. I shared his link on my Facebook. I'm pretty sure the only ones purchasing are my grandma and I. You'd think it'd be easier for a five-year-old to make sales, but that's the thing. There are so many fundraisers, it's almost overwhelming. Oh, and okay. I get that.
The oversaturation in the pain in the ass market.
I get that. And I also understand that, you know, the budgets that people have in their neighborhoods today probably don't equal, Kimmy, what we had when we were kids.
Sure.
Right? Like, you know,
things are tight.
I get it.
I'm on a fixed income.
No,
I got the medication I got to take every day.
You can only afford 5 brand new tracksuits. You can't have a day on the show called Tommy Tracksuit Thursday and then complain that you're having a tight budget issue.
It's I got. Well, they're $40 a pop.
So stop buying them.
I will. I got 2 more coming. Then I'm off to Canes.
If you come in here with a cane. I'm going to hit you with the cane.
I've already done some research.
I would.
They're cheap.
Yeah, because nobody's buying canes.
I know. That's why I want to get them before they start going up.
All right.
When they had the cane tariff.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Story won't die. And I don't want to. Here's the thing, man.
What's the matter?
I am bored with this guy,
mm-hmm.
and I can't turn away because it's a car wreck at the same time. Because this man, he makes his own demands.
Yeah.
Right? He lives his life the way that he wants to. And you're not going to tell him what he's going to do.
He's in charge.
Yeah. What he's going to say, where he's going to go. And that's why yesterday he comes out and says, you know what? This is where I'm going to play. These are the places I think I'm going to play next year.
Okay.
And it doesn't really line up with
anything.
Reality?
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. So if you are an NFL follower, you know now is musical chairs time.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks specifically. Teams are trying to find who is going to lead their team. And you got a couple of quarterbacks in the draft. Cam Ward out of Miami, Shador Sanders, Deion Sanders' son out of Colorado.
He's pretty good.
Now they're saying he's not pretty good. He's falling down draft boards, Tommy.
Oh.
And then you have your veteran quarterbacks that have places to land. Matthew Stafford in L.A. was rumored to be on the move. He just signed an extension. He's staying put.
Okay.
So there are a couple of teams that have to choose between former Jets quarterback Sam Darnold. Kirk Cousins, who is in Atlanta as of right now.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, former Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields.
A lot of guys floating around.
Yep. And maybe the biggest name of all of them.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, Aaron Rodgers came out and gave his preferred destinations where he wants to play.
A wish list.
Yes, next season. He named two teams.
All right,
two teams. The New York Giants.
Just so he doesn't have to move.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean, you know how hard it is to buy a house now.
Yeah, very tough.
Yeah. And the Tennessee Titans.
Oh. Yeah.
Both teams.
They need me.
Well, both teams suck.
Really bad.
Sure.
Really bad. So, Kimmy, you saw this story and your first thought was?
It's funny that he thinks he is the decision maker here.
Okay.
At least that's the way he's spinning it, right? Well, I've narrowed it down to two for myself, just so I happens to be the only two that may need me.
Do you guys fight over me?
Yeah. Or I don't even think it's that, because they're not going to fight over
But he thinks they are.
I don't know. So
wherever he lands, wherever it ends up being, he's going to make it sound like it was his decision, when in reality it's going to be his only option.
Bingo.
Okay.
And that Kimmy hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there are teams, these are the only teams he knows that will have them. But because he has such a big ego, he's saying he wants to play at these two places, so when it does happen, he gets to go to the press conference and be like, well, this is where I wanted to be all along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys heard what I said.
So it's a strategy.
Yeah. But it's a weird strategy, because it's a strategy that only strokes his ego.
Yeah.
It doesn't make him any money, because if you name two teams, it takes the rest of the teams out of the bidding, which would potentially drive your price up.
All right.
Right? I mean, it's not going to happen, but it's negotiation 101. Like, Tommy, the Steelers could have a quarterback opening.
Yeah.
That's a way better situation roster-wise. They don't want Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders have a new coaching staff at the front office. Pete Carroll, a man who's won a Super Bowl and a national championship. Now the head coach of the Raiders. That may be a better situation. Mm-hmm. Those teams are too smart to commit to Aaron Rodgers. So he comes out and goes, yeah, I want to play for arguably the two worst rosters in the NFL. No, you don't. No, you don't.
All right.
Kimmy, why is he coming back for one more season?
I think it's just got to be ego at this point, right?
Yeah,
he doesn't
left.
Like he doesn't like the way everything went down. It got ugly with the Jets, or essentially they were just like, bye. And I don't think he wants that he doesn't want his career to end on that note. But at the same time, I don't know if it's going to get any better for you, man.
There's no chance it gets better. But you're right about ego.
Yeah.
But that's what's confusing to me, Tommy.
What's that?
Is, like, I understand why a legendary quarterback wouldn't want that to be his last season.
Yeah.
But the teams that will have him, let's say it's either the Giants or the Titans, they have no chance. And when I say no chance, I don't mean no chance to win a Super Bowl. I don't mean no chance to make the playoffs. I mean no chance to be successful, period.
All right.
Like, a winning record would be amazing. The game has definitely passed him by. It's over, right?
Yeah, he's too old.
And you're putting yourself at this point in your career in a potentially season-ending injury situation.
That already happened
you
once.
Know? You put yourself now at this age to
unless that's how he wants to go out. I don't know.
But you I mean,
you could really do some serious damage, like wheelchair style.
Yes, like you obviously don't want that to happen.
Yeah. No,
but
to your point.
And like when it comes to the team signing him, the last few seasons in Green Bay and the two seasons in New York, he left nothing but chaos in his wake.
Yeah,
and you can't tell me that's been fun for him. You can't tell me the 2 years in New York were fun. The last 3 years in Green Bay were fun.
He's looking for that spark one more time.
Is it possible he needs money?
No. What would he spend it on? He's got caves?
Think of how many endorsements he had, especially at the peak of his career. He's got everything.
He's got to be worth $100 million.
Jeopardy.
Okay.
Right now, he's got to be worth $100 million, legit.
No, I mean, I don't know what a darkness retreat costs.
Bro.
I don't know what trips to Egypt costs. I don't know what psychedelics cost.
Bro, those are all cheap things.
He has an estimated net worth of $200 million.
Okay.
Yeah, it ain't coin.
Okay.
He seems like he lives in a house with nothing in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you mock guys like that.
I don't look at you and Aaron Rodgers as even close to the same person, other than the tracksuit you would wear to work.
And what about the empty house? No, he's fine with that stuff. It's just got to be.
Right.
He's a sports icon. He's an idol to some people, and he has to keep feeding that Jones. Why do all these guys go long when it goes horribly wrong, or you know, you just don't have it anymore, but you still think you want to go out there?
Yeah, he's not the first to not know when to quit.
Oh my God, you could fill a stadium with these guys.
You're right; they actually did. However, no, look, this story is different. Again, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers yesterday coming out and saying he has two preferred teams he wants to play for next year, the New York Giants and the Tennessee Titans, which will be terrible whether or not they have Aaron Rodgers. And Kimmy saw right through it. These are not teams he wants to play for. Yeah. He knows these are the only two teams that will sign him, so his ego does not allow him to say, yeah, I'd love to play in Pittsburgh, and then they want nothing to do.
And if it goes bad, he goes, you know, I did all I could, but, you know, they weren't giving me the resources.
Okay, yeah, but you knew that walking in.
But at least he could say that going out without having any shame.
The Giants are going to do this, and they're going to make it terrible. I feel bad because it's all Bills, former Bills guys over there. Their general manager, Joe Shane, former Bills employee.
You got Daboll.
Daboll, former Bills offensive coordinator. He's going to cost them their jobs.
Yeah.
They're going to get fired.
Well, they may get fired anyway.
They are going to get fired anyway.
Yeah. You ain't lighting the world on fire, boys.
I get it, but do you want to bring, like, the last time? Because neither of those guys, if this goes south in New York this season, which it most certainly will, are going to get another chance.
Yeah.
Joe Shane will not be a GM again. Brian Daboll probably will not be a head coach again. Why would you want to make your last season in that job miserable?
Chaotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to throw – all he does is throw coaches and management.
And it's going to be chaotic from the start because we know, like, he has disputes over even attending training camp, stuff like that. Like, that was one of his things with the Jets. I mean, I would hope that he was smart enough to not do that, make that mistake again.
No.
But he's going to do whatever he wants wherever he gets signed.
So, more than likely, he's done. Nobody's going to take him?
No, somebody's going to sign him.
Oh, you really
do
think?
I do think someone will sign him. I think Tennessee or New York will make that commitment only because there's so few quarterbacks. But, Kimmy, even with, like, the training camp thing, let's say, I'll be here for everything. I'll mentor whatever young quarterback.
No, that's what I mean. They're going to have to deal with this before the season even starts.
He's still going to make his weekly television appearance, and you got to worry about every single week what falls out of his mouth, whether it is team, social, political related. Why? Why would you put yourself
through
that?
Well, there's nothing political right now.
All right.
Good luck, Aaron.
Let's take a break.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.